KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly to mostly cloudy skies today and a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports a juvenile from Creston was referred to juvenile authorities on charges of careless driving and eluding. 16-year-old Patrick Farlow was then released Sunday to the custody of his mother. Last Friday, Creston police arrested 46-year-old Jerry Chapman of Creston on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Chapman was cited and then released on a promise to appear later in court. And a resident in the 1000 block of 190th Street in Creston reported to police Saturday that someone vandalized his semi that was parked at the Creston Hy-Vee parking lot. Two lights on the left side trailer of the semi were broken out with damage estimated at $60. The incident happened sometime between 8 and 8:30 p.m. on Friday. In other news, Sioux City officials are looking to develop a recreational vehicle campsite along the Missouri River in one of two parks on the city's east side. The Sioux City Journal reports it will be the first campground of its kind in Sioux City. Parks and Recreation Director Matt Salvatore said Friday that the project was first identified by the city council 3 or 4 years ago and that his department is finally getting somewhere to bring that forward. On Monday, today, the city council will be asked to approve a $72,340 contract with a consulting group to analyze which park, Chris Larson Park or Bacon Creek Park, would be most suitable for an RV campground. Iowa school districts are being encouraged to apply for federal funding to replace old school buses that emit large amounts of air pollution. Karen Grimes of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says only a few Iowa districts are likely to be awarded a share of the money from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
There's $7 million available nationwide. So, you know, if you pencil that out, that's about $140,000 per state.
Last year, seven school districts in Iowa were awarded EPA funding toward the purchase of at least one new bus. They were Cherokee, Columbus, North Lynn, Otebold Arthur, Starmont, Waverly Shell Rock, and the West Delaware Community School Districts.
You get health effects like asthma, bronchitis, difficulty breathing. There is even some research linking premature deaths and cancer have been linked to unsafe levels of exposure to those.
School districts have until October 30th to apply for the EPA funding rebates, which can be used to purchase new buses.
You know, here are school children who wait for those buses often as the buses are running. They're in the buses maybe for long times. So, you know, it's a really great program or opportunity to cut those diesel exhaust fumes down and make it safer for our kids.
The Iowa Department of Education reports there are around 6,000 school buses in the state, and roughly one-third are from the model years 2006 or older. Buses built after 2006 were designed to cut emissions by 90%. Among the bacterial infections that are tracked by state health officials, sexually transmitted diseases are the most frequently reported.
Chlamydia definitely has the greatest number of new diagnoses by far compared to any other sexually transmitted infection.
That's George Walton, a program manager in the Iowa Department of Public Health. State law requires doctors and laboratories to report confirmed cases of chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, HIV, and AIDS to the department. There were more than 11,000 cases of chlamydia confirmed in Iowa last year.
It is relatively easy to diagnose and treat, but you have to be looking for it. So the testing that we have available now is very sensitive, not nearly as many false negatives as we used to have with older testing technology.
Chlamydia is the most common infectious disease in the U.S. If left untreated, it can make it difficult for women to become pregnant. The recommended treatment now for chlamydia is a single dose of a prescription drug. The second most prevalent sexually transmitted disease in Iowa is gonorrhea. About 1,600 cases of gonorrhea were reported in the state last year. And Walton expects even more cases to be reported this year.
That's one that we're really keeping an eye on for a number of reasons. One is there's a lot of concern with antibiotic resistance for that particular infection.
The other most common sexually transmitted disease in the U.S. and in Iowa is syphilis. There was a 450% increase in the number of new syphilis cases in Iowa in 2013. Syphilis is highly contagious, but it can be treated with one dose of penicillin. There were 99 cases of HIV infections diagnosed in Iowa during 2014. That was a significant decline of 19% from the year before, according to Walton, but he expects the number of confirmed HIV to be higher in Iowa this year.
My guess is that it'll be closer to the average for the last 5 years.
Other types of infectious diseases that must be reported to state officials include any of the 5 strains of hepatitis. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Iowa, and the yearly event is among the reasons why the number of survivors continues to grow across the state and nationwide. The death rate from breast cancer in this country has dropped by more than a third over the past 25 years. Dr. Roger Dahl with the Susan G. Komen Foundation in Iowa says increased awareness has led to an increase in women getting regular screenings, and that, he says, saved lives.
Because in those early stages of breast cancer, it is far more treatable, and the variety of treatment options that are available today make early detection even more important.
Dahl recommends women get annual mammograms starting at the age of 40 or talk to their health provider about the possible need for earlier screenings if they have certain risk factors such as a family history. Dahl notes that risk factors or not, around 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime.
So we really try to emphasize, don't assume that breast cancer does not impact you, because chances are sooner or later, unfortunately, it will.
In Iowa, there are about 2,400 women newly diagnosed with breast cancer, each year, along with around 400 deaths. Farm equipment manufacturer Deere & Company says United Auto Workers members have approved a new 6-year labor agreement that covers facilities in 3 states. States it is, Deere and UAW reached a tentative agreement last week. The company said in a statement Sunday it received notification that UAW members have ratified the deal. Negotiations began in late August. The statement says the terms of the agreement will not be made public. The master labor contract covers manufacturing employees at factories located in Iowa and Davenport, Ankeny, Dubuque, Ottumwa, and Waterloo, and in East Moline and Milan, Illinois, along with Coffeyville, Kansas. Declining sales have led Deere to lay off workers in Iowa and Illinois this year. And Iowa farmers who agree to use sustainable grazing practices may be eligible to take part in the updated Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, for grasslands. Katie Oltoff, spokeswoman for the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, explains how the familiar program has been switched up.
This program is a change to the federal CRP. It now includes a grasslands program nationally. That means that farmers can use their grasslands areas for grazing as long as they agree to certain conservation practices on that land.
Farmers who are interested can sign up immediately.
You can participate by applying to your local FSA office. The application period is open right now through November 20th, but there will be more application periods after that.
While CRP has been around for years, this is the first time the new extension has been around.
The CRP grasslands program was created in the 2014 Farm Bill, but there have been some changes just this summer in the July 2015 edition of the Federal Register. So this is the first time that it's been available for Iowa's farmers.
You can learn more about the program at the Iowa Cattlemen's website at www.iacattlemen.org. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.